Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report. Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We begin in China. The doubts there are added to by the sudden disappearance of a man named Qin Gang, foreign minister, but most importantly, former ambassador to the United States, English-speaking, a younger man, dark hair, very handsome, speaks well, handles himself to the point of being able to make free throws at the Washington Wizards game and have that video all over the world. And he's now disappeared, vanished, gone. Unknown cause, save for the observation that Qin Gang was the personal choice of Xi Jinping, the president for life, the general secretary for life, we presume. And the disappearance of a generation behind Xi Jinping or more suggests that there's discomfort in the ruling circles in Beijing. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, because Chris sees this point of view, the point of view of investors in China and people working with China. Beijing is a long way above in the clouds, but still. Chris, your intuition now, you've been reporting for months and months and months about the doubts of the factory floor in China. Factory owners looking for work, unemployment rising or unable to pay their workers, so workers just leave their factories. Also about supply chain being cured, not because they had better logistics, but because there is not as much demand on China. Do you in any way connect the Lord High disputes in Beijing with the factory floor? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I believe that what you're seeing in China, economically and politically tied together, is that as Chinese future is unclear, you're seeing more hesitation on investment. You're seeing post-pandemic more companies understanding that a single-threaded dependency on China is not in their benefit. As you see very large companies such as Apple saying Vietnam is a market is interesting for manufacturing, India is a market is interesting for manufacturing. So for the first time in probably 30 years, you're seeing new opportunities for manufacturing not be placed in China, but being placed in other parts around the world for supply chain diversification. That ties into this larger story of economic stress across China. And within that economic stress, the argument has always been that the deal between the Chinese government, the Chinese people is we'll give you success, but don't ask for freedom or democracy. If success is waning and the economy is constricting for the first time in generations in China, then what about the other part of the deal? And that's what certainly worries the government and could cause political instability.
The headlines from Bloomberg Asia: Xi protege's sudden removal adds to rough start for third term. And then this subhead: China growth forecast cut into next year despite likely support. That is, there's talk of a stimulus package. So what we're looking at is bleak and bleaker. Once upon a time, Chris, the China bulls dominated. Have they disappeared? Did they go into hiding with Qin Gang?
John, it's really interesting to see with all of the weakness and the unknown future how what was a constrained supply chain during pandemic is now both overstocked with items and availability, and you're now even starting to see shipping rates rise in the Trans-Pacific routes, not because of demand, but because of the shippers cutting ships and moving them to other parts of the world. So we've kind of gone within a 12 to 18 month period, a full 180 degrees, that pricing is declining in manufacturing, demand is down by at least a third, and then that's causing all this, the rest of this upset.
The factory owners, are they educated about what a recession is? How you create a bubble and you go too far and you need a correction and it's healthy? Do they think that way?
the factory owners tend to be extremely smart folks looking at global markets and trying to judge the geopolitics around it as well. So within their views of understanding that, yeah, now it's a recessionary time, you're seeing those factory owners in many, many cases move as much money out of China as they can because of the risk of instability. So you're seeing them react to China being a global player in the marketplace. How do they manage their businesses to be smart and to be able to withstand the storm?
The troubles in China cannot be solved easily, and it's non-transparent at the leadership level. So we'll leave China for the moment on a downturn to go to America. The Federal Reserve is now saying, reversing itself over these last weeks, that we're not expecting a recession, no mild recession, and that soft landing is possible. Yet, Chris has guided me to understand that the cities of America are troubled by commercial real estate that is no longer paying for itself or generating the taxes necessary for the municipalities. We have a report here. Barry Sternlicht, Starwood Capital Group, defaulted on a $212 million mortgage backed by an Atlanta office tower, according to Bloomberg. And Sternlicht's comment, we're in a Category 5 hurricane. What's he mean, Chris?
John, what you're seeing are guys like Mr. Sternlicht, who are among the smartest guys in the room when it comes to commercial real estate, saying this fundamental change that's happened in the U.S. of office workers not coming into the office and causing disruptions, key assets, they're basically giving back to the banks. And that's a disturbing trend that continues to kind of build and will have impact on municipal taxes, municipal revenues. But you're seeing this fundamental shift, and nobody's really sure where the bottom is within that marketplace.
So what happened in Atlanta, which is part of the growing southern domination of American businesses and moving to the south, what happens in Atlanta is also happening in northern cities that are not as attractive to new people?
There's been a lot of press around the doom loops, New York, San Francisco. If this is moving south, Atlanta or Florida or Texas, what you're seeing is that bigger macro effect, that it's no longer just the highest cost West Coast and East Coast markets, but it's a more endemic issue and threatens the economy in a more broad base.
San Francisco, I am meaning to be fair-minded, Chris. It's easy now to beat up on San Francisco, to use that phrase, doom loop. And now the most recent development is to say it's the new Detroit. However, it would appear that nothing is changing in San Francisco immediately in the downtown area, while the suburbs remain a fortress-like with the well-to-do and the tech workers and the real estate prices still high. Is all that correct?
John, I think what the difference is between San Francisco and Detroit is that Detroit hit rock bottom 10 years ago, and you've seen city champions like Dan Gilbert who have come in and really helped Detroit pick itself up off the ground, pull themselves up by their bootstraps and get back in the game. And Detroit has a renovation going on. San Francisco has not yet hit rock bottom. Until they hit rock bottom, until the tax revenue, until the outflight of people drives a political change, the business change will not occur. Again, San Francisco is still spiraling.
And the suburbs, do they remain confident, or are people leaving the suburbs as well?
People continue to outflow from California. If you had all of the great tech conditions and strong economy, you could endure some of the indignities of the Bay Area and the very high costs of Bay Area or LA. Now that you were dealing with crime, you're dealing with challenges of homelessness and other, why pay the taxes? Why deal with the problems if you can work remote from Phoenix or Denver or other?
Then we come to New York City, which is troubled by the migrant story. The city hall is overwhelmed with the number of people it needs to house now and how long they can stay there. This is a story that reproduces itself across America and cannot easily be solved. So I mentioned to you, Chris, that New York City has not come back either, but it doesn't have the same homeless problem that San Francisco has. It does, however, have difficulty imagining those office towers. They're right now at 48% of workers are filling the office towers compared to before in 2019. Do you see that changing? Is that improving, or have they hit a plateau?
John, it's slowly coming back, but at the business side, at the city side, there has to be a drive to get workers back to reignite the vibrancy of the city. If that is lost, and if you're still at half of the demand, then the economic impact on the city, on the municipalities, on the commercial buildings will be substantial, will take decades to shake out.
What I don't hear are alarm bells in Washington or in the cities. Do you hear alarm bells?
You see people like Mr. Sternlicht calling this a Category 5 hurricane for cities and for commercial real estate. Right. I think now we're into the political swirl. So post the 2024 election, I would wager to say the media pays attention to this. Until then, nothing to watch here. Don't pay attention to the things that are crumbling around us.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush. Spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.